USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has resigned at the request of President Trump. The Justice Department announced that Matt Whitaker will be the acting Attorney General. Misty Maris is a former Department of Justice attorney. She joined Fox Business with a few replacements for Sessions.
Federal Appeals Judge Janet Rogers, Transportation Department Counsel Stephen Bradbury. There's about five names that have been floated around.
Democrats took control of the House, and one of the things that we're going to see now with a divided government is both sides are going to have to work together. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier today on Fox News.
They spun all over the country that we were somehow, my side was somehow against coverage of those with pre-existing conditions. Now they have part of the responsibility for governing. Let's get together and figure out how to make it better.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker conceded in his election race against Tony Evers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
With Democrats taking control of the House, what can we expect moving forward? Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio joined Fox Business and has an idea of what he believes will happen.
American politics will be dominated by the folks in the House investigating the president, investigating the White House. And that's unfortunate, but I think that's where they're headed because they've been very... And remember, Maxine Waters is the lady who said impeachment six times in one sentence. She's the lady who said stand up and harass anybody who supports the president. So I don't think she can help herself. I think she's going to, her and the rest of them are going to pursue the White House and investigate everything.
Former Democratic Governor Ed Rendell has a message for Republicans as well.
Legislate, legislate, legislate. Don't investigate, investigate, investigate. You can have some targeted investigations, but get things done. I believe we can pass an immigration bill that the president would sign and can get through the Senate and an infrastructure bill. Two very important things for America. Legislate first.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Today at the White House, President Trump held a press conference to discuss the midterm elections. The president then took questions. Take a listen to this exchange with CNN's Jim Acosta.
Your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so on.
Well,
that's true. But they weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
that.
They
weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood.
Right.
These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, are you worried?
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have...
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russia investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.